will be chatting today on our registry show about motor vehicle accident, and we will be talking to Dr. Derek Dutoy about this topic. Hailing from Johannesburg, Dr. Dutoy moved to Cape Town in 2011. He recently finished his final exam and considers himself a pediatrician on wheels. His wife works at Groteskier Hospital. He has two boys at home. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dutoy. How are you today?
Hello, Sisetu. Ayiko problems. I'm very excited to be here with you today, so we can talk about some things, and thanks for the introduction. I'm looking forward to us talking.
Okay. Before we talk about motor vehicle accident, can you please tell us more about yourself?
So Sisetu, yeah, like you said, I'm from Johannesburg. I've been in Cape Town now for a while, and I do have two boys, but the one boy is a dog. His name is Marley. He's 1 year old, and my other boy is 3 years old. And we have another boy on the way, so soon we will be all boys in the house, and my poor wife has just got boys all around her.
Okay. For younger children, what are motor vehicle accidents and how do they happen?
So a motor vehicle accident is basically just a motor vehicle, pretty much anything, a car, it can be a bus as well, as you said earlier, it could be a train. So what it is basically is a bus or a car or a train that collides against something else. It could be another car, another bus. It could be hitting a wall, for instance. And the other thing that it also includes is when people get hit by a car, especially with the children that we see at Red Cross in the ICU. Yeah, lots of children that get hit by cars. And there are many reasons for an accident to happen. So it can be because a car is not well looked after, the tire can burst, there's an accident, or maybe people are speeding. Maybe people are drinking and driving, so there are many reasons for accidents.
What should someone do if they are with a child who is in an accident?
So it's never nice to be in an accident. I've seen some accidents myself, and I think the best thing to do is just to stay calm, you know? If you are able to help the other child, because maybe the child is a lot smaller than you, you can try and keep them safe, but I think the important thing is to always look around you, né? So if your surroundings around you are not safe, then you can't help the other person. So you need to check if you yourself are okay, and then you can help the other person. Maybe that child is bleeding, maybe you can help with the bleeding. And some people have done things like first aid courses, so maybe you can apply some first aid to help that child. Yeah. It'll always be nice if you have an adult with you to help you as well, you know?
If a child is in an accident, what should they do to make sure they don't get hurt more?
So it's a difficult situation if you're in an accident as a child, because you are very stressed and it's something that you haven't, a situation you haven't been in before.
Yes.
I think the best way would be to just try and keep still, and also see what is around you. And then wait for a grown-up to come and help you. Because the problem is sometimes in accidents you can maybe hurt your neck, and if you move your neck you can hurt it some more. So the best would be to look around you, see if everything is safe, and then wait for a grown-up to come and help you.
Okay. From the healthcare worker side, what happens if a child is brought into the emergency center as a result of an accident?
So children come into the emergency center here by Red Cross, not only for car accidents, it can be because they've been burnt as well, or maybe they fell. And I think it's a very scary place for a child to be, the emergency center. But us doctors at Red Cross, we try and be as friendly as we can. Remember, we're always here to help you, and I know it's scary, but we try and help the children.
Yeah.
So what happens if you arrive in the emergency center? The nurses and the sisters will have a look at you, and then we do what we call as a triage. So we divide people into red, orange, yellow, and green.
Yeah.
So red is the most sick, and that person must be helped very quickly, and then green is not so sick. So it goes from red into green. So then in the emergency center, we will do things like, for instance, if you need stitches, put in stitches, put up a drip. Maybe you will go for a scan of the head, or maybe you'll go for x-ray. And then after that, you can go to the trauma wards, or you maybe if you're very sick, you'll go to ICU, or then hopefully you will go home after that.
What happens when children are in recovery? Do they have to do physio and other things?
So, as I said, the answer to that question kind of depends on the type of accident and how seriously you've been injured. Most of the times, children will make it out of hospital, but there are unfortunately some children who get very sick and have to go to ICU. So, those children, for instance, will have to, after ICU, see the physiotherapist, and they see the occupational therapist as well. So the physios and the OTs are very special people that are very good at getting you home if you've been injured, and getting you as much better as they can to get you home as quickly as they can. They're amazing people at what they do. And then depending on how it goes, then you will go home and maybe see them after you go home as well.
What long-term effects could a motor vehicle accident have on a child and their development?
So some of the children that have been in accidents, if you maybe hit your head very hard in an accident, or you're in a very serious car accident, then if you land up in ICU and you make it out of ICU, those children can struggle a lot with school afterwards and maybe won't go back to school. So if the accidents are very serious, it can affect children very much. So that's why we really need to look after our children and be better at protecting them so that they don't get into these accidents.
Dr. Detroit, how can motor vehicle accident be prevented when a child is in a vehicle?
So unfortunately, and we see this very often, even when we drive out of Red Cross when we're going home, is about 80 to 85% of children are not in a seatbelt when they're in a car. So to wear a seatbelt is very important. If you can, wear a seatbelt, but if you're too small, you can't wear a seatbelt. So for instance, for babies and smaller children, a car seat is the best way to travel in a car. And if the child gets bigger, then you need different restraints in the car. So I think the most important thing is to wear a seatbelt if you can. And children shouldn't be in the front of a car in the front seat without a seatbelt. That's unfortunately something that we see very often.
How can children stay safe from motor vehicle accident when they are walking around their area?
So unfortunately, one of the not so nice things about many areas in Cape Town is that children don't have nice places to play. So if you don't have a park to play in, or a piece of grass, then unfortunately you have to play in the road. And that's where our children get injured. Many of our children that live, for instance, in Langa, they're playing next to the road, they're playing by the highway, and if the ball goes into the highway, then they get hit by a car. So it's always important that if you are playing anywhere, to stay away from the roads and not cross the roads. If you need to cross the road, do it with an adult if you can. If you don't have an adult, just always must stop, look left, look right, and walk across the road very slowly and try to never cross a freeway.
What message would you like to give to our listeners about staying safe?
It's always best to just think on your toes and always look around you. Think to yourself, you know, what can hurt me? That car coming there, it's coming fast. I need to get out of the road. So just look around you and try to be very aware of what's around you. And again, if you can walk around and have an adult to help you, a grown-up that's going to walk around with you, that's always the best thing to do, Sisetu.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'd just like to say thank you for having me, Sisetu. It's been great talking to you. I love your guys' show. You do a great job here on RX Radio. And all the best for you at school, Sisetu.
Okay. Thank you for the interview.